Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey, you guys, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm glad that you are joining me for another episode of my podcast. If this is your first time tuning in and you found me through Spotify, make sure that you hit the follow button and also the little bell next to it so you can get notifications of my latest episodes. If you're listening through Apple or any other platform, make sure that you also hit the notification and the follow button so that you can also get notified. So let's get right into it, you guys. So I came across a quote the other day on Instagram that said the following. The quote said, "No one spiritual path has a monopoly on truth." I'm going to say that one more time. No one spiritual path has a monopoly on truth. And what that means, no single spiritual path has a monopoly on truth. So, of course, it made me think about, I contemplated on that, and I said, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this idea of a one truth. I personally am not a believer in that. And to be 100% transparent, I used to be a believer in that. I used to believe that was one single truth and everything else, you know, was not it, right? I used to hold on to one specific truth. And of course, as a avid reader and a person who would like to call myself somewhat of a historian, because I love history, at some point things didn't start. At some point things didn't make sense. At some point, this one idea that there's this one collective truth didn't make sense to me, because of course I was also coming into myself, into my own being, into my own spiritual awakening, I would like to call it. When I say spiritual awakening, I'm not saying that what I necessarily believe in is what you should be believing in. I think our spiritual awakening is so personal. And whatever that is for you is what it is for you. So for me, my own awakening of who I am and what I'm here to do led me to an understanding that, hey, everybody is on their own spiritual path, on their own spiritual journey, and there is not one single specific one that everyone must follow. So, you know, so when I read that quote, it hit home for me, and I 100% agree with it as I began to think about my own trajectory. But what I wanted to do, for those of you that are listening, and I'm sure that those that are listening to me right now, you guys have your own spiritual path, your own spiritual belief. And this is not to dismantle any of what you believe to be true. But I want us to be curious, and I want us to be open even to that which we believe in. Because one of the things that I always say myself is that faith is fluid, right? As we evolve, as we expand in this human experience, what was once seemed to be truth, it might have evolved from something different. Because one of the things that I know and I've learned is that we only see things from our own levels of understanding. So whatever what I understand to be today is how far I can actually see. I can't see further than what's within, you know, further than what my glasses are enable me to see, or how far I'm unable to actually see from either close or far. So when we think about our levels of understanding, and levels of understanding doesn't necessarily mean that one person is smarter than the other or better than the other, or, you know, it just means this is how far I can actually see, and this is how far someone can actually see. And depending on what it is that we're able to see, our level of understanding is going to be as far as that. And the more we expand, the more we take strides to learn each other, different cultures, if we're open to it, right? We begin to see things differently, right? We get to see things in a different way. When we start to think about that, you know, what is it that we know, how much we have been exposed to, and how that, all that combination of what we know, history, of how much of history do we know, how much, you know, where we have been, how all of that, the combination of all of it, is what it was enabled us to believe what it is that we believe in. Okay. So that's one perspective. That's one perspective that kind of, you know, that's one perspective that allows us to look at this quote and say, yeah, you know, if I see things differently from you, or if I've never been exposed to a specific thing, then how do we know this or that to be or not to be true, right? So another way to look at it is, for example, you know, I'm from Brazil, for those of you that don't know. And, you know, I grew up in a very poor neighborhood in a slum called City of God. I was born and raised there. And of course, at 13, I went to the United States. And of course, that exposed me to something different, exposed to a place where there was access to certain things, where I was growing up, I didn't have access to certain things. But now I live in a place where there's access to certain things. So that in itself, that allows us to evolve. And all of a sudden, what you probably believed that was true, it wasn't true anymore, right? So let me tell you actually a funny story now that I thought about it. I mentioned Brazil. When I was a kid, I remember we couldn't, if we ate mangoes, we couldn't drink milk on the same day. And there was a belief that if you drank milk and ate mango, you could die. So, and trust me, a lot of people in Brazil, those of you who might be listening, or Brazilian might know about this, right? People, whenever they were about to eat mango, the first thing they say, did you drink milk today? Just to make sure that if you did, you can't eat that mango that day. So the funny thing is, now we have mango ice cream, right? The irony. But the funny thing is that somehow something happened in that particular, in a time period where someone actually ate mango and drank milk on the same day, and they probably died. And probably not from the combination of two things. It might have died, maybe one or the other had some sort of poison, bacteria, who knows, right? But somehow a belief was created that if you ate mango and milk on the same day, you can die, right? But now we have mango ice cream because what we, somebody must have said, well, let's see. A person might have said, a defiant one, I call it a defiant one, must have said, let's see if that is to be true, and was alive. And thank goodness for that courageous person who said that is not true. And we now have delicious mango ice cream. But, you know, so I want you to, you know, so the interesting thing is, and it leads me to the next point, is that particular belief system was happening in one part of the world, right? That particular belief system was happening in one part of the world. It probably wasn't happening in the United States of America, or maybe in India when they make mango lassis, right? And so I want you to think about also history, right? Right now, we're living in the information system where we have access to things happening in real time. So if a war breaks out in one part of the world, we are aware of it. If a tsunami is happening, an earthquake, we have that information within minutes time. And so it allows us to know what was happening in real time in all parts of the world. But I also want you to consider places where there is no energy, because there are places in the world that has no energy. So they don't have access to internet. They don't have access to TV. There are still people living in this world in remote areas that have no access to the outside world. So in their particular world, it's just their world, right? So I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about also history, where there was a time where we didn't have access to information in real time. If something was happening in one part of the world, we never even knew. So I think about civilizations dying off and not even knowing that there were other civilizations in other parts of the world. And then there was a time where, you know, communicate through communications and migration, right? People begin to migrate to see other parts of the world. And then they created ways to communicate with each other from one place to the other. And that's how they were able to see what was going on that even probably existed other parts of the world, right? And then so forth, so on to where we are today in terms of technology. So, you know, so as we think about truth, as we think about truth and this idea of one truth, you know, so for example, let's say in your truth, you believe that the world is round, or in your truth, you believe that, you know, Noah, I'm going to use Noah, Noah built an ark and that was a flood. And, you know, only his family survived that flood. And I'm not saying that's not true. What I'm saying is, during that time, was it the only, is that what was happening in that particular part of the world? And did they view the world as the, that they were the only ones in the world, because they probably had no idea there were other things going on this side of the world? So we know through history that the history of flood is, that wasn't the only history of flood that have existed in humanity, the whole human experience. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about this phenomena in history, check out this this documentary or docuseries on Netflix called Ancient Apocalypse. And he was this historian, he's not a historian, I'm sorry, he's a journalist. And he begins to travel the world looking for pieces of information when it comes to history. And he discovered that the history of the flood existed in different civilizations. So it's a phenomenal documentary if you're ever interested in. But when I think about things like that, for example, you know, I think about this idea that, you know, there's only one truth. And when you look at history, when you look at our own lives, when we look at our own experiences and what it is that we know, it is hard to say that itself, no pun intended, to be true, right? And so that's the second part, you know, history, time periods, you know, things that happen in one side of the world and the other side didn't know about. And for those people, the world was only that and not, you know, there was no other parts of the world because they hadn't yet migrated, right? But one of the things that the reason why I'm giving you these examples, because one of the things that I really wanted us to be able to consider and be able to contemplate on, you know, is I have a belief that if we are able to accept each other, if we're able to accept each other as we are, and if we're able to look at each other, you know, and just be present to who they are and what they believe in, and not try to make it wrong or right, good or bad. It's just say, okay, this is what this is, right? And I think when we give ourselves the permission to be open and learn, we become more expandable. And, you know, for those of you that are listening, and this is not a, this is not an attempt or to try to change anything about what you believe, but this is an attempt to get us to be open to each other, to be open, because there's so many things that are happening in the world right now, you guys, that has to do with this idea, this ideology that there's only one thing. And we have such a vast and different world out here. Nature teaches us that. Nature teaches that differences are beautiful. The differences makes the whole entire puzzle complete. Right. So the whole world, like think of the world as a puzzle, and each piece is different from one another. But yeah, that connecting pieces, like when we connect these pieces, it makes this, you know, we can see the puzzle. We can see the whole puzzle and see what it looks like. And that's just what it is. And I desire, and one of my desires is to see the human experience to be able to, instead of trying to take all these pieces and try to fit into one space. No, let's just go ahead and, you know, hold hands literally and accept one another in our differences so that, you know, we can complete the puzzle and see what's there. What's, you know, this is what this whole human thing, it's all about. And I believe that comes through accepting one another. But in order for us to accept one another, we have to give ourselves permission to be open, to learn, and to become expandable, right? I think when that happens, we're able to see things from another perspective, even from the perspective of someone else. And then we're able to be present to that person, to that experience, and it doesn't dismantle their truth or your truth. It just connects it all. Like I believe that all of us are pieces of truth. And then when we connect to one another, perhaps we can see this big old one true thing that exists, right? And even that one big old piece of truth could be connected to another bigger piece, like, because I believe in this whole experience of eternal, right? There's no end to anything. So I don't know if you guys ever saw, and I'm not sure who the artist is, but it's an artist. He does, on Instagram, he does these little, it's like a cartoon. And every time he zooms in into an image, like let's say he zooms in into the image of an iPhone of the drawing, and then there's another image inside, and then he zooms in and there's another image. So, you know, I believe that, you know, if we get to a place in our lives where we can see like, okay, I will, you know, take your truth and then your truth and then your truth, and we put it all together into this puzzle, it becomes this one big truth. But hey, it could, this one big truth that we discover could be one piece to another bigger truth. So it's kind of like that cartoon just keeps going and going and going and going, going as you zoom in. So I wanted to come and share that with you guys. You know, I thought that quote was very impactful, you know, that says no one spiritual path has a monopoly on truth. Again, looking at, you know, time periods in history, and also, you know, what was happening in one country that we didn't have access to information. And so, you know, sometimes we see that one world that we live in as the only world. So considering, again, time periods, culture, different migrations and how, you know, they view things differently. Also, we only see things from our levels of understanding, right? So as whatever that we know, you know, if we're just embracing that as that's it, you know, we are going to say this is the only truth, right? It is a truth, but it's not the only truth, right? And then, of course, when we give ourselves permission to be open and learn, we become more expendable, and then we become more expendable. Even the things that we know to be true, it evolves, right? And of course, you know, the ultimate thing that I would love for all of us is that when we see this whole human experience as a puzzle and we decide to connect and accept with one another, then we're able to see whatever this puzzle of the human experience. You guys, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you have any questions or if you have any thoughts or comments, what you thought of this and anything that you want to add on that I might have missed, or like I said, again, because, you know, I only have this part, but there's so many parts that you guys can be able to offer and contribute. And I will, you know, openly welcome and embrace it. You can send me a DM if you do have any comments. At on my IG at I am Rafaela Silva, or you can also hit me up at A New Life School as well. All right, guys, love you. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out rafaelasilva.com, where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.